This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
So, last week we started a series on love and true love, and we're going to continue this because we are in the month of February, and Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's important that we base love on God's Word, the truth that is found in God's Word, the Bible. All relationships really should be based on this truth. And last week we talked about the truth. In fact, we looked at Pilate's question, what is truth? And although Pilate asked that question sarcastically, it is a valid question. We need to really be asking ourselves, what is truth? And we need to actually look at the Bible as our source of truth. We need to have and develop a biblical worldview where we look at the world through the lens of the Bible and the truth that is found in the Bible. And we started out last week looking at 2 Peter chapter 1, where Peter talks about the importance of having a reminder. And he talks about and encourages the saints of God to make their call and election sure. We talked about how that is really kind of, really seems contrary, because God is the one that calls and God is the one that elects, yet God is fully sovereign in salvation, but we also are fully responsible in salvation. We also looked at John 17, where Jesus says that God's word is truth. And then in Psalm 119 is a great passage that talks about the truth that is found in God's word. And we read from Psalm 119 verses 137 through 160, where we see that the law of God is truth. We see that his word is truth, that his testimonies are truth. They're everlasting. They don't end. And earlier in that chapter, we also see that a young man can cleanse his way by taking heed according to his law, that his law is truth. And then in John chapter 8, the two verses that I believe are the most important, if you only had time to share two verses with someone, obviously, if someone's about to die, if there is a train coming and they need to accept Jesus right then and they haven't done it, well, you probably might want to start with John 3:16 or go over the Roman road with them. But if someone is a Christian and wants to know how to get on the right path, really John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, those are the two verses, because Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you will be my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So what we're talking about here is if we abide in the word of God, if we live in it, if we read it, if we meditate upon it, if we memorize it, if we mutter it, if we think about it, if we think about it when we rise up, if we think about it when we go to bed, if we think about it throughout the day, if we think about it throughout the night, if our view of the world is shaped on the Bible, and by the way, if we're reading the Bible, we're going to see all the other things that God wants us to do. We're going to see that we're supposed to praise him, that we're supposed to pray, that we're supposed to love, that God is love. We're going to learn all of the truths that God has for us, because the Word of God is clear, and when we read the Word of God, we give God the opportunity to teach us. We also see in John 14 that Jesus himself is truth. And then in Acts 17, we didn't go over this last week, but I want to just quickly, briefly, just look at this. There were some believers that were actually more fair-minded than, and these were in Berea. They were more fair-minded than in other cities, and they heard what the apostles said. But then they also went and searched the Word of God to verify and make sure that it was sure. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Faster PC.
That's right.
That's right.
And we are back, ready to answer your computer and technology questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology. Also, hey, cybersecurity questions, streaming questions, whatever type of computer or technology questions you have, we're here ready to help you and ready to answer those questions. And, of course, in the last few weeks, we did talk to you about how you could watch the Super Bowl if you don't have a cable TV subscription. Of course, the Super Bowl is over now, but hopefully if you were a part of that and you don't have cable, or maybe you're just out there and you're saying, you know, these cable bills keep going up and I want to reduce my cost. And so maybe you're thinking, well, would I be able to watch the Super Bowl? Well, we showed you how to do that on the last few weeks. I did watch the Super Bowl on YouTube TV, which is a cable TV replacement package believe, over 120 different channels on YouTube TV. It does have DVR, so I was able to set YouTube TV to record the Super Bowl. One thing I was a little bit surprised about is that it didn't have the national anthem in it. That was apparently a part of the pregame ceremony, and I still haven't watched the national anthem from the Super Bowl. I'll have to go out when I have time to search for that. I'm sure I know I've seen it on YouTube, seen it available out there, and I could actually go out and watch that. But I did start watching the game probably about 30 minutes late, and I did, I wanted to watch the entire game. There were some times where I would run out to the kitchen to get some food and come back real quick, but I did that primarily during commercials. One of the things, right at the end of the commercial break, as they're coming into the stadium, a lot of times what I found is that quite often the announcers were saying things that really didn't matter too much. Where they were saying, like, you know, this broadcast is being sponsored by such and such a company and this company and that company, and it really doesn't matter. You know, it's not like you're going to miss a Super Bowl commercial. I wanted to see the Super Bowl commercials, and I wanted to see the Super Bowl. And you know, there were a few times that I did pause it to get a few things. And I think I even paused it. My wife wanted me to do something real quick, so I went and helped her with something and you know, paused it for a few minutes there. And you know, getting into, I don't know, maybe the fourth quarter, maybe the start of the fourth quarter or so, my dad was there watching with me, and he was falling asleep, and you know, finally he said, you know, I'm going to bed. So he goes to bed, I'm watching the game, and you know, it's toward the end of the game, and they go into overtime, and in overtime, if you watch the game, you know what happened. Probably you know what happened. Even if you didn't watch the game, you might know what happened. But the 49ers take the ball. Apparently their players didn't know the new overtime rules. And of course, this is only the second Super Bowl that's gone into overtime, so not a very high likelihood that it would go into overtime. But they wanted the ball. They went down the field, didn't get a touchdown, so they did settle for a field goal. And then the Chiefs are driving down the field, and of course, you know, Patrick Mahomes, and he's done it so many times, we're kind of used to him having the ball with a chance to win the game and going and winning the game, but they hadn't won the game. It was a very intense, a lot of tension, a lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation. Of course, the game's actually already over at this point, but I'm watching it in delay. You know, probably at that point I might have been like 40 minutes late, 40 minutes delay, or 45 minute delay or so. Because, you know, again, I started maybe 30 minutes late, and then I had paused it a few times. And so, you know, going down the field, you actually have the Chiefs driving, Patrick Mahomes leading them on a drive. And my dad, apparently he had gone into the room and started watching TV, and he comes out of the room and he says, "Well, they did it again." I said, "Dad, I'm still watching the game." He said, "What?" I said, "I'm still watching the game." He said, "Well, how? I didn't know that." And so I pretty much knew what was going to happen at that point. So the last, you know, few seconds of maybe, I don't know, it was the last maybe 30 seconds of the Chiefs drive, I knew that they were going to score a touchdown and win the game. But you know, I guess he doesn't quite understand the whole concept of starting a little bit later. And how do you do that? How do you start later or pause? And you can do this, by the way, with live TV on many of these platforms, many of these streaming platforms. You can actually, let's say you're watching even a soap opera, or you're watching a sitcom, or you're watching a movie. whatever it is that you're watching, whether it's a sporting event or a sitcom, or even if you haven't told it to record on most of these streaming platforms, on the Roku, you have a pause button, and you can actually press that pause button, and it just pauses the show right there. And if you need to go use the bathroom or get something to drink or get something to eat, or take the dogs out or let the dogs in, or any of those types of scenarios, you have an option to do that. You just pause it. When you come back, when you're ready to watch, you just click play. It's a way that you can actually watch the game without missing any part of the game. And so there were, I was able to, or the show, whatever the show is. So, and you can, like I said, you can do that even if you haven't set it to record. Now, one thing that's interesting also, if you have set it to record, many of the options, when you go in to watch the game, you actually have the ability to watch it right from the beginning, or you can watch it if you've been watching it in the past. Maybe you started watching it and you went away to do something, and you come back to it. You can actually continue on and catch back up right at that point. You can continue where you last watched. There is an option with YouTube TV also where you can catch up through key plays. And I mentioned, you may have recalled me mentioning this, during the playoffs, I was able to actually watch parts of all of the games, either through, I do have a subscription to NFL Plus Premium, where if you wait about 2 hours after the game, you can watch the complete game in a condensed format. And doing that, you can watch the complete game in anywhere from 37 to 45 minutes. But it just shows like from the beginning of the first play to the end of the first play, and it jumps to the beginning of the second play. So you miss a lot of commentary. You miss some injuries. You miss some penalties that happen. You miss all the reviews. You really have to pay attention, but you can watch the games really quickly. Well, some of the games, were already on, but they weren't over yet. So on some of those, because I didn't have time to watch all of the games or to wait 2 hours after that last game, which might end at 11 p.m., who wants to wait until 1 a.m. to watch a condensed version of that? Of course, I could watch it the next day. But a lot of times I use the feature to catch up through key plays. And depending on the game, and when you join the game in live, you'll see however many key plays that they have selected. And those key plays might be a sack, it might be a tackle for a loss, it might be a big run or a big pass or a touchdown or a field goal, something like that. You'll see maybe a strip sack. You'll see some of those big key plays. You'll see really everyone that they consider to be key, and then you can catch up to live. You can also, with all of these, and again, many of these, you can do this even if you haven't recorded. You can actually rewind. So if you miss something, you want to watch it again, you can actually do that. I did that for my wife. Hey, check out this commercial. Rewind it, let her watch it.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do. We are back. We're ready to answer your computer and technical questions, your cybersecurity questions, your streaming questions. One of the things we will be going over in the upcoming weeks, we will be going over how you can actually watch various streaming content for free or at a low cost. And so we'll be going over these options, and this is something, by the way, you can take advantage of. Even if you do have cable TV, you can still take advantage of streaming, and you can kind of get your feet wet, you know, learn it a little bit, get into it a little bit, see how how you can actually do it and how it works, so that you can know and you can learn about that and maybe get, you know, a little bit more familiar with it, see what's out there, see what, you know, what you can, how you could actually replace your cable TV subscription package if you're interested in doing that. And a lot of people are in, you know, this current environment where prices are going up. And I've even seen some customers' locations, I've seen some emails telling them that their Comcast prices are going up this year shortly. So that's one of the biggest complaints we have when we look at streaming. So one of the things that we are going to be going over here today, and of course we are here to answer your questions. Your questions can be on any topic, as long as it's computer or technology, cybersecurity, streaming related, you know, anything technology, we can actually cover that. But one of the things that I did want to just cover is what happens with streaming, but what happens with actually how do hackers get into a system, and how can you protect your system from attack? Now, you know, there are many ways that hackers can get into systems. We're not going to go over them all today, but we will be going over several of these and steps that you can take. So we're not just going to talk about all the bad things that are happening out there, so that, you know, you can kind of say, and I know some of you, I've heard you say, well, you know, it's just too much. I'm just not going to use a computer. It's too dangerous out there. Well, there are safe ways to actually use computers, and we do have cybersecurity solutions for everyone that's out there, whether you're an individual, whether you're a home office, whether you have a business, a dental practice, medical practice, law office, we can actually provide cybersecurity solutions that can help protect you and your network. So I'm just going to go over here today just two examples that we saw just recently, where people, an individual and a business, were both breached. And then we're also going to talk about how we actually helped prevent a breach for one of our managed services clients. So first off, you know, you might get an email. And the email might say something like, we noticed this particular charge on your account, and if this, and they'll claim to be from, let's say, Amazon, or from your bank, or from PayPal, or from eBay, or from any number of people that are companies that would be reputable. People that if you really were dealing with them, you would trust, and you would trust that what they're saying, and you would listen to what they're advising. But you have to realize, when you receive an email that says it comes from Microsoft, or says it comes from Amazon, or says it comes from eBay, or PayPal, or from your bank, it doesn't necessarily mean that it does. And so you have to really start from a standpoint, you know, the phrase, and you know, in the old days, and I know a lot of people, they're targeted for individuals. A lot of those who are targeted are seniors. And the reason is, you come from an age where you used to be able to trust everyone. Deals were settled on a handshake. You didn't have to have a written contract. You know, if the person said they were going to do it for X number of dollars, by golly, they were going to do it for X number of dollars, and they probably were even going to get it done more quickly than what they had promised to get it done for. But what happens today is, first of all, not everyone is trustworthy, and also, that's because even in America, we have departed from the principles of the Bible. Largely, but even When you're receiving an email, you have no idea who sent you that email. Did the person that send you that email, were they in America? Are they a part of, you know, we assume, people assume when they receive an email that says it's from Amazon, that this is from Amazon. Or when you receive an email that says it's from eBay or PayPal or your bank, people assume that it's from who it says it is from. But that's not necessarily the case. So, you get an email that says, we received this charge. If you didn't make this charge, if this wasn't you, go ahead and actually contact us. Give us a call so that we can rectify this. One of our customers recently did give them a call. Instead of calling a Faster PC, they called the number on the email, thought they were talking to a reputable company. This person on the phone talked them into letting them to their computer. And then, I don't know the exact details, but I know that money was transferred out of this person's account, perhaps to quote unquote protect the money from theft. And, but $13,000 was lost because this person trusted an email and then trusted the person they were speaking to on the phone, and then trusted them enough to allow them into their computer, and then trusted them enough to transfer money out of their computer, out of their bank account, into the scammer's bank account, or maybe even to purchase Bitcoin or something like this. And the sad thing is, if these scammers or hackers are in another country, most likely you will not get your money back. Most likely it's gone. You can say sayonara to it. Really, once your money is in another, it would be different if it was, Joe's Plumbing Shop in Port St. Lucie that scammed you. And I don't know if there's a Joe's Plumbing Shop in Port St. Lucie. I'm just making it up. If there really is a Joe's Plumbing Shop, I'm not intimating or inferring that they are scammers. I'm just saying if there were a local company that was scamming people, you could actually go to the bank and they would be able to go to their bank and they would be able to get that money back. But when money is transferred out of your bank account to an international bank, and by the way, it's probably not even in that account after it's transferred, probably right after it's transferred, they're probably notifying someone else from their company that gets that money out of their bank account. Or again, they're purchasing Bitcoin, which once it's purchased, it's gone. You can't get that money back. So this person did bring their computer and they did call a Faster PC after the fact, and we were able to scan the system. We were able to get the hackers out of the system. We were able to uninstall the remote support software that they had installed that allowed them to get into the system, and that way they weren't able to get back in the system again. We were able to install additional software to help protect them and help keep them away from this type of thing. The person learned a big lesson, but listen, this is a $13,000. I mean, this is not chump change. I know that there are people listening that are on fixed income, that are on Social Security, that are retired. You know, if you have $13,000 in the bank and that's all you have in the bank and that's transferred out of your bank, that's a major, major loss. And that money's not sitting there just to give to a hacker or to a scammer. You're not just saving this thing, I just really feel like, I need to give this money to a hacker or a scammer. No, that money's probably to pay bills in case, someone dies. It might be there to pay funeral expenses. It might be there to put a new roof on the house when you need to do that. I know a lot of people in our listening area have done that in the last few years or will need to do that soon because, you know, a lot of those roofs were replaced in 2004, 2005 after the hurricanes. And you're in a time frame where, you know, the insurance companies are saying, hey, you really need to get this roof replaced right now. So, you know, people have expenses. You're saving up that money for something. And then a hacker or a scammer comes and steals it all. And this is a, you know, really a shame. And it's something that you want to protect yourself against. Now, what would have happened if that customer would have instead called a Faster PC? Well, we could have actually logged into their computer. We could have taken a look at the email. We could have shown them whether the email is legitimate or not legitimate. In this case, obviously, it wasn't legitimate. We could have done this, by the way, whether they were a managed services client or not a managed services client. You know, the customer could have brought the computer to us. We can, over the phone, direct you how to allow us into your computer. Now, you know, when we're talking about allowing us into your computer, you know, you might say, well, you know, you just said, you know, remote support can be dangerous. Well, you know, it is dangerous if you don't know who's actually accessing your computer. You don't want to give hackers and scammers or anyone that you don't know and trust access to your computer. You only want to give access to your computer to someone who is trustworthy, someone that you know. And by the way, if you don't know us, you can actually come into our shop. You can shake our hand. You can talk to us. You can see who we are. You know, you can call us on the phone. We actually have a phone number. We will answer it. We're not going to call you and try to get you to allow us to scam you or anything like this. Where, you know, I know that some of these transactions start with a phone call from the scammers. But, you know, here we're talking specifically about email. We're talking about a phone number. And you know, that's a way that you can do that. We can actually help you. And in many cases, you know, if you've been a customer, we've done work on your computer in the last year or two, there's a good chance we already have remote support software on there that we can log in and help you with. Of course, we can put remote support software on there ahead of time. We have one client that called our office yesterday, and this client is a managed services client. And this client received an email that said, you know, we received this purchase for this product for X number of dollars, and I think might have been Norton antivirus. And by the way, this doesn't mean that Norton was the one that sent out the email. A lot of people believe that Norton's the one that sent out the email because it says Norton antivirus. No, it's scammers or hackers that are sending out that email in most cases. And, you know, they say, we're renewing your subscription. Your subscription is, you know, $450, $449. We're going to renew this subscription. Call this number if you don't want to renew. And he said, well, what do I do? I don't want to be charged this amount of money. And you know, he called our office and we said, well, that's a scam. Don't call the number. He said, but it says call the number. No, it's a scam. Don't call the number. But it says call the number if this isn't legitimate. And you just, you know, you have to realize that these are scammers. You get on the phone with them. They're very good. They are trained to talk you out of your money and to try to get you tricked into stealing from you. So this customer called us and saved him big time.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC, We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
You need a Faster PC. Yes, you do, and we are back, ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer technology, your cybersecurity, your streaming issues, any issues that you might have, any questions that you might have. That's what we're here for. On a few weeks ago, we actually talked to a customer, and So we talked to a customer about his drive, and he was getting messages that his drive was, he was running out of space on his hard drive, and he wanted to know, you know, how he could upgrade the drive or what he could do about this. And so we actually talked to him. You know, we answered the question on the air and went over some ways that he can actually tell. And, you know, by the way, sometimes there's temporary files that are eating up a large portion of the drive. This even happened with WCNO's computer, the computer that I connect into to broadcast to stream this show onto WCNO. And other shows that are done via Zoom or Skype, people connect into a certain computer. That computer was running out of hard drive space. Well, I was able to log into remotely. By the way, it wasn't easy. It was so full that it wasn't easy to get into the computer remotely. The staff actually had to uninstall some programs. And in the process, I think they even uninstalled Zoom, which made it a little bit challenging to do the show the next week. We didn't realize that Zoom had been uninstalled until we were ready to go live with the show. And I think that week we had to connect via Skype. But they were able to get me into the computer, and we actually ran a utility on the computer that tells us what is using up the space and where is the space being used. And we found that in the Windows temp folder, the drive, by the way, the hard drive was about a 500 gigabyte hard drive, and there was around 400 gigabytes of data in the temp folder of this computer. Now, how does that happen? It's not supposed to happen, by the way, but for whatever reason, this happened, and we had to go ahead and we were able to just delete the temp files and clean it up, and everything was good. But with this particular customer, of course, we didn't know, we hadn't done a remote session with him to see anything, whether we can actually remove and whether there's temp files that are taking up a lot of room. But we did go over some of those options on the radio show, and then the customer did bring in his computer to our shop, and we looked at it, and lo and behold, he had an SSD drive, but it was only a 128 gigabyte drive, which for some people is enough. You know, you can actually, and I'll actually switch over to a full screen to actually show you how you can tell how much you're using on your drive. Now, when you see my drives, you'll see that I do use a little bit more data than the average bear. You know, as we're talking about hard drive storage space, we're looking seeing 128 gigabytes, and some people are using maybe 65 gigabytes with a Windows 10 or Windows 11 install if you don't have a lot of data. But this particular customer, he had quite a few pictures and using up about 40 gigabytes, maybe 38 gigabytes, 36 gigabytes, somewhere in that range, using that up from Microsoft OneDrive. And so anyway, we were able to, he was using up quite a bit. But what you can do to find out, how much you're using, open up the Windows Explorer. You can do that by clicking on the little Manila file folder on the taskbar, which on most computers is at the bottom of the screen. That's the way it was by default. You might have moved it, but that's where it started from. We do see some of these at the top of the screen or at the side of the screen, and most of the time people have no idea how they got there, but that's where you would get that. You just click on the Manila file folder. You can also hold down the Windows key on your keyboard. That's the key that looks like a four-pane window, or if you have an older computer that had Windows 7, it may look like a flag with a four-pane window on it. You'll hold that down and you press E for Explorer or Edward. That will open up the File Explorer. and you can see your drive. Most people are only going to have a C drive that's visible. You see that I have a C drive. It's really 500 gigabytes. One thing with drives is that, technically, the lowest denominator size of storage data is a bit, and there's 8 bits in a byte. So you probably have heard about megabytes or gigabytes or terabytes. Well, there's technically 1,024 bytes in a kilobyte, and then there's 1,000 kilobytes in a megabyte, and 1,000 megabytes in a gigabyte, and 1,000 gigabytes in a terabyte. This is the metric system. And, you probably didn't learn this in school. Probably you're like, wow, that's confusing. You know, we're in America. But that's the way this is measured. Well, hard drive manufacturers round that kilobyte down to 1,000 bytes. So that extra 24 bytes, when you get up into the gigabyte range, you get up into the 500 gigabytes or a terabyte, it can equal quite a bit. Like if I were to right click on my drive and go down to properties and left click, you can actually see that I'm using the capacity is 499. Billion, which is gigabytes. This is really close to 500 gigabytes, looking at 1,000 gigabytes per 1,000 bytes per kilobyte. But when that extra 24 kilobytes actually brings this down to 464, but a hard drive manufacturer would call this a 500 gigabyte drive. It's really not a drive. It's just a partition of a 2 terabyte drive, which has 2,000 gigabytes. But anyway, you see that I have a lot of, I have 25 gigabytes free, which is not a lot. And I need to spend some time to clean this drive up. And I just haven't taken the time to do that. But this particular customer that came in, he actually had less than 1 gigabyte free. In fact, he was in he was like 400 megabytes, free. And that's not very much. We've seen even less than that. And the WCNO computer, when we were working on that, had considerably less free space than that. Now, what we were able to do is, first of all, we said, well, we can go up to a bigger SSD drive, and we took him from a 128 size SSD to a 500. But also in the process of that, we had to run check disk, and there wasn't enough free space really to do that. So what we did is we actually offloaded files in OneDrive. And let me switch back over to a full screen, and I'll show you that process as well. So this is one thing that's kind of cool. If you have OneDrive, and OneDrive is Microsoft's cloud storage, we'll probably, maybe in a separate session go over this more in detail. But let's say you have files and you want to actually clear up some space on your drive. Well, one thing you can do is you can actually go and look at some files, and you can offload those. You see, I have done this with some of my files. You see there's an image on some of them to the right of the file that looks like a cloud. That means that they're not on my drive. They're only in the cloud. Now, what is the cloud? The cloud is Microsoft's, it could be it's basically a server or a drive that is outside of my computer. It's on the internet. And in this case, being OneDrive, it's Microsoft's cloud storage. So I can actually go to any of these files, and I could double click on the file, and the file would download to my computer. But temporarily, or even permanently, I can actually upload that file to the cloud. Like here is one right here. So this particular file here, I could actually right click on that file, and I could go to free up space. and it would actually take the file off of my computer, upload it to, you know, it's already on Microsoft's drive, but it would take it off of my computer so that it wouldn't be taking up any space on my computer. And you see, you know, I have various sermon videos and audio from sermons, and I have the Treasure Coast March for Life videos on here from my iPhone, and I can actually right click on those, and I could free up some space. And this particular, in my computer, on most computers this would be on the C drive. In my computer it's on a different drive letter, but we actually did this with, and you can do this, by the way, with entire folders. So you see, some of this folder is just in the cloud, and I can right click on this and go down to free up space and left click, and it would take all of those files that are in on my computer and in the cloud and just make them in the cloud. And what we did with this particular customer is we actually took his drive, and from his pictures we actually moved those just to Microsoft's OneDrive. And he was able, because he already was paying for a service, he's paying $2 a month for 100 gigabytes of storage space. Microsoft, by the way, will give you 5 gigabytes for free, which is enough for some people, but quite a few people need more than that. He needed more than that. And so, you know, we were able to free up space. And of course, after we freed up that space, I called him and I said, you know, we can still upgrade the drive if you want, or we can keep the computer, we can keep it just like it is, and you have enough space in any of these pictures that you want to look at. You'll be able to double-click on them, it'll download them, you'll see them on your computer, and then, you know, if you're done looking at them, you can right-click on it and free up space again. And, of course, you know, pictures, you probably, you know, a lot of people like to use them as screensavers and various things like this. So this customer actually opted to go with the bigger drive anyway. So we went with the bigger drive, but he does have that option, and you do have that option. If you use Microsoft's OneDrive, you have that option to free up space to have files that are still accessible to you, but they're not on your computer. And, you know, that does bring up another point, and that is the importance of backing up your data, even backing up cloud storage. And that's something that we can help with. And we did help this one customer with his issue with his drive, making it so that he has enough space on his drive. And we also help customers with making sure that we're able to back up their data, including their cloud storage. Our number is 772-878-5978.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, All Relationships Should Be Based on the Truth Found in God's Word, the Bible. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to